sort of came in my early teens, really. I didn't start playing the guitar till I was about 14 or 15. Self-taught. Had a couple of guitar lessons at school. The teacher came out with a bit of a wise crack about, right, to the class, right, now we're going to play all the chords. And I thought, all the chords? I thought, my goodness, that's good for a beginner, since there's thousands of them.
Yeah.
And I sort of said that, you know, and she said, oh, we've got a smart aleck, have we? She said, maybe you think you can do better on your own. And I literally, like, got thrown out of the class, and I bought a couple of songbird chord guitar books and, you know, played.
And away you went.
Yeah, away I went that way.
What were you listening to on the radio at the time, then? What was inspiring you to play the guitar?
Back then it was The Clash and the Boomtown Rats, bands like that, really. Then I progressed on to rock and roll, 50s rock and roll, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis and people like that. Then I started going back listening to what those people were listening to, if you like, what Gene Vincent, Jerry Lee Lewis, Eddie Cochran, and all that stuff they were listening to was mainly country music, Hank Williams, that type of stuff. So I started listening to that. And that's what sort of got me into it.
Yeah, fantastic.
I started with a rockabilly band in 1987.
Okay.
The Mercurys. Mm-hmm. And we played for, I think, probably 12, 13 years. In fact, we never officially split up. We still do the odd gig.
Yeah.
We all live all over different parts of the country now. The drummer's back down in Devon, Brian.
Right,
it's
always good to have a good reunion, though, isn't it, now and then?
It is, yeah, and we're having one next year. We're playing at the Hemsby Rock and Roll Festival next year.
Fantastic,
which will be super, so looking forward to that. But, yeah, the country music, I started doing that after the band sort of petered off a bit.
Mm.
In 1998, I started doing that, then packed my day job in 2000.
There's got to be a time, isn't there, where you've got to take the plunge, really?
Yeah, it's a difficult decision sometimes. You know, you worry about, before it's been a hobby, if you like, and when you rely on it for a living, you think, oh, but the decision was made for me. It's quite a well-known story of what happened. I'd had a bad day at work, and literally the van had broken down. Everything had gone wrong this particular day. All the bread was still in the car. I'd got to use a car because the van had broken down that morning.
Sure.
And I thought, right, somebody up there is telling me something, and so that was it. I walked out.
I had a similar experience not too long ago. So
right, really?
I know exactly where you are on that one. So, still, you know, you've got to do it, haven't you? And you did it.
That's right, and I've not looked back, you know, to be honest.
How did you find the process from there, then, from sort of this is it now? Did you, was it easy to motivate yourself?
Yes, but it is when you know you've got to put food on the table
and stuff.
I literally rang all the agents, the country agents that were booking me, told them what had happened, and I was doing it full time. I would take any work, I didn't care how much the gig was, I would take anything. And that's what I did, and I still do. you do take the rough with the smooth, as in any job, you know. And, you know, the country people, you know that 99%, well, in fact, I would say 100% of the venues, they're all fantastic. The audiences are great. Mm. It's an older age group. It would be nice to see a few younger people coming into it to replace some of the older ones that are sadly dying off and not being replaced, you know. But down to mostly the media, not UKCountryRadio.com, but the BBC and that, they portray country music as yee-haw and hay bales.
And a bit of Americana if you're lucky, you know.
And the other stuff. I mean, a lot of people who know me and that, the Taylor Swift, Lady Antebellum stuff, to me, is not country music. It's pop.
Can you take me back to the time of the recording of your first album? That must have been an exciting time.
Yeah, well, the first album I ever did was with the Rock and Roll Band. Mm. And we recorded that at the drummer's house. Brian Tucker is a great guy to do in sound. He'd studied it and what have you, and he hired all this recording equipment. And I was in, like, the... the porch of the house, if you like. So that was like the vocal booth. The drums are in the back conservatory, and the guitarist and the bass player in the living room.
Fantastic, yes.
And when we used to gig together that much, we were pretty tight. We didn't need to see each other about. We knew when the songs were going to end. It was one of them. Looking back now on the album, it's not fantastic. It could be better. But recording techniques have changed over the past 20 years.
Oh, gosh, haven't they?
But that came out on a Dutch label, Rock House, which was released, and that, you know, still got a few copies kicking around. But when I did my first solo one, that again was another done in the bedroom job.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's done live. There was no, if I made a mistake, I had to go back and do it again.
Sure.
And now I've got my own little recording set up at home, nice studio.
Yeah, very nice too.
And I can, you know, do it when I want. There's no pressure on me, sort of thing, you know.
And there you were, winner of the first UKCountryRadio.com Listeners Club Award in, 2009 now, wasn't it? One-sided
love affair. I think I was the second winner.
Second year.
With one of my own songs, that's right.
Good man, you know.
So that was nice. That was really nice to win that. It was voted, especially the fact that it was one of my own songs as well, and not, because I've not written a whole lot of stuff, to be honest.
Right.
So it was nice to get that for, you know, an original song.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when was the decision there to, you know, go and perform more with Lynette?
That came in 2009 when we got together. I mean, I'd split up with my wife. She'd gone, and I'd known Lynette as a friend and a colleague, if you like.
She
used to come to record with me and stuff. And we were doing a couple of. She'd come with me to my solo gigs, and I would go with her when we got together as a couple. We'd not really made any decision. We'd never even tried singing together. And so we said, are you going to get Lynette up to do a song this particular night? And I said, yeah. So we did a couple. She did one of hers, I did one of mine. And she sung some harmonies with me. And I thought, man, she's really, really good at harmonies.
Yeah, nice.
You know?
Yeah.
And I said to her, maybe we should learn one duet so that when you come along, we can perform it together. So we learnt the George Jones and Tammy Wynette song Golden Ring, and it really, really worked. And more people said, "Oh, you should get together as a duo and all that." And I said, "Well, we'll maybe do a few duo shows. We still want to stay solo because, you know, the audiences can be funny. Some people, even now, some of her followers like her and they don't like me, and vice versa.
Yeah, sure.
But." The majority of the work, it was just people were saying, we want the duo, we want the duo, it's so good together, and you bounce off each other, and the, you know, the harmonies are great. So that's,
nice.
I would say 90% of the work is duo.
Yeah.
And we both prefer it, I certainly prefer it, but we still do the solo shows if people want us, you know. We'll do anything.
So where are we now then? Here we are, 2013, sort of over three quarters of the way through, really, isn't it? What's going on for the rest of the year then, Johnny?
Plenty of gigs for the rest of the year. Me and Lynette get married next year.
Congratulations.
We're getting married in June, thank you.
Ho.
Yes, just we had hosted one of our own events last night at Walesby Club.
Uh-huh.
In Nottinghamshire,
yeah.
And there was us on, and we had special guests, the Haleys, and we did a pine tea supper and that, and we sold out. We were packed
Fantastic.
To the rafters last night.
Very
nice concert audience as well, you know, listening. So
good, and all the best of luck for next year. All right,
thank you very much
from all of us here at UKCountryRadio.com. More about you in our artist database, of course, Johnny, and we can get to your own website there as well, can't we?
That's right, yes. I think there's a link there to the website.
There is,
it's just johnnywilliams.co.uk anyway. So.
And check out the presenter pages as well.
That's right, yeah.
There you go. Johnny, good to talk to you, sir.
And you too, Jerry.
Right.
Thanks very much for the call.
Listen, no worries. Thanks for being this weekend's Spotlight UK Artist.
No problem. Thank you.